This is the last weekend to catch The Skin of Our Teeth, the fall production of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Drama Workshop. I'm Karen Sedgo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Lee Salisbury, UAF Dramas Professor, who is director for the fall production, said a number of reasons led to the selection of Thornton Wilder's colorful story of human survival.
We wanted a play that was basically humorous. We wanted a classic, if possible. We also wanted one with a large enough cast. This has a cast of approximately 40, which we have, of course, not been able to provide all the bodies for 40 slots, but we do a lot of doubling and tripling in it. So it provides pretty equal opportunities for male and female actors. Also, it's a delightful old show, which we did here once before in 1966.
The play depicts the human race over a period of 5,000 years and through every imaginable adversity. Salisbury calls it zany.
The leading characters in it are Mr. and Mrs. Antrobus and their children, and Sabina, their maid. And these people represent really Adam and Eve and Adam and Eve's children, and Sabina represents Lilith, or the other woman figure in the Garden of Eden. She's there all the time in various guises, full of anachronisms which are quite deliberate, in spite of the fact that the family is surviving in the Ice Age and have a dinosaur and a mammoth for house pets. Nonetheless, they live in Excelsior, New Jersey, in what appears to be a sort of a suburban tract home.
If there is any challenge presented to the director of The Skin of Our Teeth, Salisbury said it is to make a cohesive whole out of it.
When you first read it, it seems terribly disjointed. And, of course, it's deliberately so. And what you have to do is to make an organized whole out of it. A statement has to be made about Wilder's faith in humanity. It's beautifully written. It's got every possible dramatic element in it you can imagine. It's got melodrama. It has adventure. There's some wonderful visual effects in it, which I won't give away at this point, but they have to be seen to be appreciated.
You mentioned that the cast really calls for 40 people, and even though you didn't have 40 bodies, it seems to me that this is indicative, though, of the increased interest in the department. Aren't there more and more students in speech and drama who need this kind of outlet, and you need to have plays that are offering more opportunities for more students?
Yes, indeed. Well, we have, for example, we have 25 of our drama majors this semester, which is an increase of 100%. We have the largest enrollment we've ever had, and so I think increasingly we will be doing larger and larger shows because there are more and more students clamoring to try out and to get experience on our wonderful stage here.
Why do you have more and more students?
I'm not exactly sure. I like to think that it's because we have a good program. We do have a lot of continuing contact with our students because of the nature of our work. I think we probably have more contact hours with individual students than probably any other faculty here at the school, simply because of the nature of the work we do. So students, I think, are inclined to feel more involved and a part of what they're doing. And there's a kind of an esprit that develops because it's such a wonderful, fun activity.
Lee Salisbury has been at UAF since 1955. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgill. On Sunday at 4, the Choir of the North will give a concert in the Fine Arts Concert Hall, and the basketball season is here. The Flying Nanooks challenge Southern Illinois Edwardsville on November 22nd and 23rd. The Lady Nanooks open their season at home against the Seattle Pacific University Falcons on November 26th. Games are played in the Patty Gym. Game time for both men's and women's basketball is 8 p.m. At 7:30, Friday, November 26th, hockey action is scheduled for the Ice Arena. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.